With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now, just last month, we heard that Instagram Teens is on the way, where teenagers are going to get new privacy settings and parents will have more control. But will they still collect data, and will it really make a difference? If anyone knows, it's going to be Adrian Weckler, tech editor at the Irish and Sunday Independent. Adrian, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Adrian, what's the difference about Instagram Teens as opposed to regular Instagram?
So basically, okay, it depends on whether if you as a teenager have been honest about what age you were when you signed up to Instagram. And I'll return to that now in a second.
Okay.
But basically, if you are, supposing you're honest and you're a 14-year-old or you're 16-year-old, from now on, what's going to happen is that all of your posts will be set to private automatically. New followers will be vetted. Messages will only be possible from people you as a teenager follow.
Okay.
And parents will be able to see the identity of people that you message as a teen. Not the content of those messages, but the identity of the people that you're messaging. A couple of other practical things as well. For example, there's a new sleep mode, which will be switched on between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. by default.
Amazing.
And that will mute all notifications, send auto replies to direct messages. So the idea there, obviously, is to try and get you off the phone, you know, after 10 p.m. And if you're under the age of 16, you won't be able to change any of those settings. You'll need parental permission. If you are over 15 or 16 on, you will be able to vary the settings. So they're the new controls.
Okay.
But the elephant in the room, as I was suggesting earlier, is whether you've been honest in terms of, you know, the age at which you signed up.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's just a click of a button. It's like, are you over the age of 18? Yes.
Yeah. Now, that's, to be clear, that's at the point when you join Instagram.
Yeah.
Now, we know, for example, from the last mega survey by an organization called CyberSafe Kids, 7,000 kids were surveyed between the ages of 8 and 14. Most of them, and I mean most, are on Instagram. Okay.
Mm.
So, but if you signed up, say, as a 10-year-old or 11-year-old, which is quite normal now in Ireland, if you signed up at that age to Instagram, and by the way, your parents were the ones who helped you do that because you had to lie about your age and they know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But if you did, and if you try to change your age now that you see this Instagram teen sort of safety net coming down the road, Instagram will actually make you it'll make you upload a passport photo or take a selfie or something like that. So there are some controls if you just want to try and change your age. But if you started off saying you were 19 in the first place, you know, no difference.
Yeah, nothing at all, really. Yeah. Why are Meta doing this?
Well, two reasons. First of all, they've been getting it in the neck for years now about not taking care of kids and teens, particularly on Instagram. There's been a succession of bad stories and bad cases, particularly young teenage girls who suffer on Instagram. And we're talking about, you know, things like it's not just things like self-harm and stuff like that. It's the wider thing of body image is a huge problem with social media, and particularly with younger teenage girls. And Instagram and YouTube, and I suppose you would say TikTok now as well, but
yeah,
Instagram has been seen as one of the main drivers of all of that. So it's come under massive pressure from regulators and legislators to try and do something about it. Like, this is doing something about it. It will sort of help. But like, I've been arguing in columns and articles like for months now, none of this is going to work if your parents, if the kids' parents don't go along with that and don't sort of try to bring it up in conversation and create a new tone and a new vibe around it.
Yeah.
Because it's really the parents who kind of get kids onto social media. And
that's
not popular to say, but it's true.
No, but it absolutely is. But in their defense as well, it's their first time experiencing social media as well. And
parents? Jeepers, do you think?
I know what you mean, right? Yeah.
I think that argument, I think there was a very strong argument on that maybe 9 or 10 years ago. If you look at, say, a parent of, say, a 10-year-old now, the chances are they are going to be between the ages of 30 and 40.
Mm.
By and large, that's the average age of the parent of a 10-year-old. Like, show me a 33-year-old that hasn't been on social media for 8 or 9 years. You know what I mean?
No, I understand where you're coming from. I'm not making complete blanket defense for everybody, but what I'm saying is sometimes you just set it up because you're like, okay, great, look, we can keep an eye on this. And then it gets out of control because kids are so much smarter on iPhones, on Android, on whatever, because they know exactly how to get around everything. Can you interact with normal Instagram on this? Like, you know, if you've got a teen Instagram, can they, like, let's say my teenage cousin is signed up to this teenage Instagram. Can they interact with me?
Pretty much, yeah, they can, particularly if they are friends with you. So the accounts will be set to private by default, okay? Particularly if you're under 16. Let's say you have a 14-year-old cousin and you are connected with them already on Instagram, you will still be connected with them on Instagram. They'll be able to see stuff. But the other protections that I mentioned will kick in. For example, their sleep mode will kick in after 10 p.m. If you try and send them a direct message, even if you're connected to them,
not happening.
You'll get an auto reply. Not happening. But yeah.
So one of the main issues, obviously, for all of this is bullying, like across all of these platforms, which you addressed at the very beginning. So is that being addressed by all these measures, by the privacy settings, by the fact that parents can see X is sending a message, not the content of it, but that someone is sending a message and kind of oversee it and open those conversations?
Basically, yeah. That's what Meta and Instagram are kind of trying to argue. I mean, you would say that I kind of take the view on bullying and online bullying that it's a much wider, broader, deeper thing than any one particular app setting. And bullying is a kind of thing that goes on, you know, among kids. It's a behavioral kind of issue. It's made easier in some cases by social media.
Yeah.
But like I mentioned, for example, that big survey of 7,000 kids between 8 and 14, Irish primary and secondary school kids a few months ago. I mean, the figures from that are really worrying. A quarter of 8 to 12-year-olds, before they even get to teenagers, have been, quote, upset or bothered by what they see online. And that rises to 40% of kids between the ages and 12, 14. And that's not just bullying or issues like body image. You're talking about stuff like extreme violence, adult content as well is a significant problem, including on Instagram, by the way. We think of Instagram as being this sanitized online social network. I don't know about that.
It's not. It's absolutely not. I mean, the explore page on Instagram is nearly as bad as TikTok, and I'm talking as someone who has been on all these apps for years and years and years. The follow requests, like, will parents have the option to manage those follow requests, who they can and can't accept?
That is an excellent question. I was literally about to say yes, they will, and then something in my brain said, I'm actually not sure they've gone that far. Parents will be able to see who the teenager is friends with. Actually, sorry, you're right, new followers will be vetted.
Okay.
Sorry, my instinct was right.
Your instinct was right, Adrian. This was all announced a month ago, but when is it actually going to happen? When's it going to come into play?
It's kicking in over the next couple of weeks, basically. So you'll see it by Christmas time. If you're a teenager listening to this, please be responsible and sort of do the right thing and go with the program. And don't try and get around it or, delete your account or start a new one. But also, if you're a parent of a teen and listening to this, please stop saying that this is just all the fault of the TikToks and the Instagrams and the YouTubes. Please start talking to your teenager about online use and try and have a conversation with them about what they do and what's appropriate for them. And I know that sounds it sounds preachy and it sounds very middle-aged, but really there's nothing that can happen here. We know for a fact that the vast majority of kids under between the ages of, say, 10 and 13 have a social media account or online. Okay, that doesn't happen because the kids are bamboozling the parent. That happens in the full knowledge of the parents. The fake age happens in the full knowledge of the parents. So I know I'm going on about this, but it really is a key part of it.
I know, and it's not flippant. It's something that they kind of don't really need to be on either. You know, you can take a couple of years, kids while they can.
Absolutely. I mean, look, there are some benefits to kids having digital literacy, and it's unpopular to say, but there are even some benefits to kids having some connections over social media. It is a way of kind of exploring behavioral norms and things like that in a very, if it's in a very gated way. The issue I have is just that as parents, we hand a phone or an iPad to a kid at the age of 10 or 11, essentially allow them to get onto YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok.
Yeah.
And then we kind of like throw our hands up at the age of the 14 and they're having an issue and going, oh my God, how did that happen? I mean, come on, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's got ahead of it now. What information do we have, Adrian, right, about whether Meta are going to change their data collection policy for teen accounts?
So the Meta claim that they only collect a very limited amount of data for teens, and they claim that they don't target any ads in particular at teenagers. Now, I have a huge problem with that position from them because, so far as I can see, the vast majority of kids and teens who use Instagram in particular lie about their age, and which means that
they're getting targeted ads.
Of course they are. Yeah. And they're getting all of their data's targeted. And that means that any weirdo can DM them. Any weirdo can follow them. They can see the content of any weirdo or any, you know, community that is inappropriate for them.
Yeah.
And that gets into the whole point of like tomorrow, as it happens, the Ireland's media regulator, Commissioner Meehan, is releasing its online safety code. And this is related. This is all going to supposedly be an oversight mechanism for this. But the problem I have with them, with the media regulator, is they won't say how they're going to enforce age verification. The only thing they say that they will accept from the big network, the big platforms, are passports and selfies. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I have a problem with, you know, making a Facebook or Instagram demand a passport upload from a 13-year-old. I just don't think that's necessarily appropriate. But the media regulator doesn't seem to have any other idea.
Yeah.
So I would just say watch that space.
Okay, fair enough. So we'll keep up to date on that. Adrian, thank you for bringing us up to date on what we know so far about Instateens. That was Adrian Weckler, who's the tech editor of Irish and Sunday Independent. We'll be right back after these.
With Laura Fox.
Podcast.